Okay. So, this is Cindy Grace McCaskey from ECU, and I'm interviewing Mr. Ed Bridgers. Today's date is January 22nd, 2020, and we are at the Town of Princeville Temporary Town Offices. Okay, so Mr. Bridgers, what is your full name?
My full number,
Full
full name,
name.
James Edward Bridger.
Okay.
Bridger, Bridgers, not
Okay.
Ed. And you a who now? You got a car?
I do, sure.
Car have some cousins living in Greenville.
That is me, Cindy. Cindy's my first name, Cynthia, it says there, but.
All right, PhD, the home girl.
Okay, so where and when were you born?
I was born in Princeville, 1919,
All right.
September 27, 1919.
I
That was a flood that year.
was there?
I guess it scared my mother. That's what I would always tell
So what do you
her.
know about the flood that year?
Well, the flood that year, everybody was at the Lee Principal.
Yeah.
And they crossed the Tar River into Tarboro and migrated to the East Tarboro, they call it. After you cross the bridge coming on 33 from Greenville, after you cross Tar River Bridge, that's Crickett's Clinic on the right at the foot of the bridge. All the Afro-Americans went over in that area. They had cousins, and that was a territory they moved in.
Okay.
No hotels or nothing like that, motels here then, my mother said.
So they went over there temporarily?
They were temporary.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like everybody born around Princeville and right in the area, called the government after being chartered, rule a 1 mile jurisdiction outside the city limit, 1 mile. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, a man's home is his castle, and everybody want to come back. So they came back. Came back. Okay, go ahead with your question.
Were your parents from Princeville?
They were born in the 1 mile jurisdiction. There was two slave masters came into Princeville. One was Cromwell, they owned the land from the bridge to EMC, Electric Company, on 33 after you go out, you bypass Cary out there. That's where they were born. My mother was born on the opposite side, going out of Princeville now from Queens County, on the left side. She was born out in on the mill farm. The mill lived out there, Ben Columbus Mill. They was in the horse racing thing. One of her grandsons was my mother's father. Mill Crossroads. Ain't that something?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right then. And she said the slave master mill, I don't know where it was, Ben or Columbus, you may know. But that house is still out on Mill Crossroads. Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah, it's still out there. The slave master's house.
Okay.
And the mother like I said, one of these had a horse and buggy, one of the best that was dressed up like the stagecoaches in the back in the, what, 70s, 50s, and 70s. She drove that horse and buggy to Bethel to do all the shopping. Mm-hmm. All the shopping was in Bethel. And my mother's name was Mary Whitehurst. I don't know where the Whitehurst come from, but she took my mother, Mama said, it's like it was one of her children, carried her on the horse and buggy with her birth children, shopped, and anytime anybody asked her, where that grandchild at? And she would you know the lady's name? Was she a male? What was she? You know?
No, I
but
don't.
But anyway, she said, see mine. My mother was about maybe almost light as you. She could go for a white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And she kept her up until she got gone and went to school at Chinky Pen.
Mm-hmm.
You know where Chinky Pen
is? I do.
You do?
I do.
Right at Canita.
Mm-hmm.
Line. That house in that ass, that's where she went to school at Chinky Pen. No further than the seventh grade.
Okay.
My mother and father, that's where met my father out there too. Chinky Pen. Went to the seventh grade. That's all the education they got. But she was determined to see that only two in her family, my brother and myself, brother older than I, and his name was William Bridges. They said she had to walk to school. He was sent to Federal and graduated from Federal Community College. At that time, it wasn't Federal University. Then he went to New York and got his master's degree. And the chancellor down there was named Seabrook, Dr. Seabrook. And he liked my brother so well, he put him on the board of directors, gave him, he was made him principal of one of the schools in Columbus County. Is it Columbus County? Yeah, Federal. And put him on the board of directors. And he was involved in the Methodist Church, almost Afro-American, Baptist. But he turned the Methodist overwork. Died of a heart attack. He did.
How old was he then?
He was, I think, 57.
Oh.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah, young. Had a heart attack, died. But he met a girl, the Andrews, in Federal, and they got married. And they had three kids, two girls. Both of those girls are living, both of them were school teachers.
Okay.
Finishing Federal University.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went on further. One of them did, Linda and Cynthia. Got a first name like you.
Oh, yeah.
Cynthia and Linda. And a boy named after my granddad, William Bridges Jr. And all three of them living. Leonard living, retired school teacher, and Cynthia living, retired school teacher in Cumberland County, now in the Federal. They still living there. Right. Okay. So they got churning out and all that kind of thing. That's about it till I got grown up, you know, to understand everything my mother told me about the stories. They treated her, she said, just like she was one of the family. And she was. And they were male.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They around Bethel. I don't know my roots, but I know the name. I haven't looked them up or anything. But my grandfather on my daddy's side was named Lama Whitehurst. And that's how the Whitehurst come into my mother's name. And I don't know them where. Whitehurst, not here. But they all the Einsteins sell around Greenwood, or was that Pitt County or Martin County, one of the counties. I don't know what it was. But they some of them live. I really would be surprised if I go get my roots, you know. And as they see me. But my life was my high school graduate in 1938.
Where did you go to high school?
1938. Way back there, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Only 20 in class, 10 girls and 10 boys. We stayed in touch with each other. All of them did, every one of them. Every one. The last one, they migrated up into Norfolk, Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia. Then none of them go to New York, but stopped about Philadelphia. And all of them died. They got good jobs up there. And they had their family. Got four or five grandboys and great-grandboy living up in that area. And do you not know there are lawyers and doctors? Yeah. The boy's graduating. The oldest son went to Syracuse, grandson, and graduated from there, went on to Maryland University, got his doctor's degree, went on to New York, got his master's degree, and he's head of Charles County, Maryland, the whole county. All right, the second boy is named Bradford. You don't believe it, but he came home, stayed with us, and graduated from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, in communication. Do you ever watch Don Lemon that comes on television that night at 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
He got a job with the New York Times. Great newspaper now, New York Times.
Uh-huh.
And they have sent him out to California to set up news section out there. His name is Bradford Bridges. He's still a Bridges. And you'll be able to watch him out there. Okay.
He's one of your sons.
My grandson.
Grandson.
Grandson. Dear grandson I'm talking about now.
Okay.
Because I didn't have only but one son, one boy.
Okay.
One boy and one girl.
Okay.
My two children, if you want to know something about them.
Yeah. What were their names?
Okay.
Or are their names?
My son is named after me, James Cullen. Cullen Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Junior. My name is James Edward. And he graduated from Schulte University. And he's got his doctorate degree from the University of Maryland. And that's okay. All right. The second boy is the one I'm speaking about now. His name Bradford. The first one is in from Syracuse. Was in some kind of planning.
Mm-hmm.
The first one. That's why he got his doctorate degree from Miller. But he's doing fine. He said he got about 27 under his command. The second boy, like Don Lemon, in communication. I'm California, New York Times heard. And what do you think about the baby boy? The baby boy is a graduate from MIT.
Wow.
This December of last year.
Wow.
MIT. And you know what? He went to China. Stayed 2 years, speak Chinese and Japanese.
Wow.
And the Beijing government of China have offered him to come to Beijing, China to teach English. He had
excuse me.
Yeah, he hasn't made up his mind yet. But he's got that on his resume.
Wow.
Oh yeah. He does. And the other boy, you know, they'll drive down, they'll get together and drive down to see me and my wife. And what about them? In my house, I got 3 bedrooms, and then there's a couch. You can open up to a bed. And do you know what? They won't go in them different rooms. All of them will get together and go right in there. Got a pool. I don't ever mention that because people think you got money, you know. And sleep in the pool house. You go in the pool house, got heat and water and heat there, one bed. They'll sleep on the floor. They stay together. I declare. So the older brother, and cause he gets job, he's working for any China people in Maryland and D.C. and they don't like to go with him cause he speaks Chinese and Japanese. They don't. Graduated from Boston. So, but I helped him go to school because you saw my cap, didn't you? I'm a World War II veteran. I've been to Germany, France, and I learned to speak and see Deutsch.
Really?
Yeah, can you speak any German?
Ich liebe dich.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Ich liebe dich. Ich Strasse.
I only know
okay.
I love you, and I can count from 1 to 10.
Yeah, okay, 1
That's
to
all.
10. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, right. Well, I learned right much. What is your name? The eyes and Z. Who labeled me? Where you live? Strasse, what street? You mom? Are you married? And all that kind of thing. I'm good, you know, because I was in Germany 2 years. Born German, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Born in Germany, and I helped build. I was in the working outfit, quartermaster, and I helped build a pontoon bridge, if you know what a pontoon bridge is.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a boat, but they hooked together, crossing the Rhine River and went to Dusseldorf. On that side of the Rhine River. And that's why I spent back at a staging area back into France because of the under General Patton.
Mm-hmm.
And General Patton, the man had 2 pull handle guns. ain't gonna tell that story about. But you know what? He called him Adela Fock, Rommel, the German. They the shrewdest people. They're smart. If you own a lot in Germany, the government, you had to stretch it from the middle of the street back across the your lot you own too. You do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you had to get permission to do that from them. You had to keep it up. You own half of the street. Most of the streets out there, over there is the name of the street now. The Olderbronn. Yeah, well, in Olderbronn.
Yep.
No hill, no curb, no speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask somebody about Olderbronn, you don't know about Olderbronn, he ain't been to Germany. Right. And you know, American then set their supply route right up on the Audubon to get the supplies to the infantry and the fighting men, pointing them what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I was blessed so well. They sent me, put me in the supply room with the supply sergeant because I had a little, my mom and dad, the old mom, a little small eating place in Princeton. And I had some dealing in restaurant building. We had our own kitchen, mobile kitchen in my outfit. And so we got hot food at time. We did. Got hot food at time. Sure did. And one of the boys was raised up right in Smithfield. And only go through, I'm going from Tarver to Federal, you know, where my brother and everybody was. And I go through Smithfield, went through Dunn, I know. And I think Smithfield, right, had some experience. I worked in that little pie shop where my mom and daddy, my mother was a good cook.
Is that when you were growing up?
When I was growing up,
okay.
I got up to be in my teen.
And that was owned by your parents? The shop, the pie shop, was that owned by your parents?
Yeah. What happened then, yes, it opened up to a convenience store by Arab. And they was from, one of them was from Charlotte, who had been in the state. Zeb Shaw. I never forget the name. I'll tell you that in a few minutes. And so I hadn't had a vacation. I stayed down there about 50 years because I had two kids in school at one time. And after all graduating and whatnot, they got married, got jobs, and they came and run the pie shop till I had a vacation. And I kept in touch with, like I said, my schoolmates was 10 boys and 10 girls, and one of them had gone to as far as New York and done very well. Carlos said, come up here. So we going on vacation. And we have asked our church to give the fund, help with the fund. We're going with our church. I don't remember the name of the church, but it was a Baptist church in New York.
And so where did you go?
Got on a 7 37, about 300 of them, and flew to the Holy Land, landed in Jerusalem. And the tour guide was right there. I stayed at the Jerusalem Hotel for 10 days. And the tour guide, first thing, probably knew, because he had heard the story about Jesus Christ, you know, walking and where they crucified him. So he carried us along the Della Rosa. Some of them called it the Della Rosa. That's the name of the street that Jesus Christ carried the cross. And you know the story behind that. After burying him in Joseph's tomb was nothing but a hole in the side of Mount Calvary where he was crucified. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
And see me a hole in there. And we saw all of that. Then the tour guide knew that we went to follow his footsteps. I walked in his footsteps. And that Easter came from that. And after they rolled the stone away, I would tell some of the people, you know, now my age, you know, and I got grown, that I could roll that stone away. they said, you want to win? But it was nothing but a cement wheel, a small cement wheel where the Romans occupied Jerusalem for 400 years. The Roman, Pharaoh, you know, all that crowd from the Roman. And so the tour guide carried us down to the Jordan River where Jesus Christ was baptized by John. That's where my outfit went then. 4456 quartermaster. That's where my outfit, the tour guide carried us down there. And you know what? I thought maybe it was like the Tar River down in Greenville or Tar River here. You know what it was? Nothing but a pond. A pond. Knee deep. I walked all in it. Knee deep. That's all. That's all. If anybody don't tell you that, right. So some of the same crowd wanted to be baptized, and they were baptized in, right in the Jordan River. Nothing but beside the Jordan, that pond, the Jordan River, there was a nice building there, maybe half the size of this. You could buy any souvenir you wanted to. And that was allowed that you could bring it back to the state. So I got me a bottle the size of that and filled it up full of the water, filled it baptized and brought it back. And got a 1 ounce souvenir cup from the hardware store, so about the size of the a medicine cup, and filled them up and gave three preachers in Tarba for souvenir. And they were so proud of it. They got together and gave me this cap.
No.
Yeah, now they are anointing people that come into the Baptist churches. They anoint them. That's some kind of spin thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you follow the Jordan River, on up to the cap, that's all right. Yeah. On up to the northern part of Jerusalem, it narrows down to a canal. From a canal to a ditch-like thing. And tides, ever been to Virginia, rise and fall?
Mm-hmm.
When Moses was leading the children to the promised land, got up there, and there, Megiddo, there's the Jezreel Valley. You could look across, and it's 5 miles wide, Jezreel Valley. And tide rolled across. When Moses got up there, the tide was low. So he walked on across. The river won't rod or nothing to wave, and Jesus didn't come down, all that kind of thing. And so when Pharaoh got there with his army, time he got out in the middle of the river, the tide rolled. And his army got drowned. That's all. That's all. And so then Joshua took over and marched around the little fort, where it come in from the river there, and from the ocean to the river, along what they call the inner waterway. Everything coming from England then was docking at Norfolk, Virginia. They got on the waterway back to the Panama Canal and come up the Panama Canal to Little Washington,
mm-hmm.
up to Greenville, on to Tarver, into Rocky Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
that's about the story of my life. But they always ask, what's the secret? Now I'm 103 months, 90 days old, September the 27th,
mm-hmm.
last year. I never drank or smoked or messed with drugs. Cigarettes were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Most American men, especially white men, that got money, you can't tell them nothing. He buy what he want, and he overdo it. You know, you don't bother to stop him. He wants, you know, government or nothing. He got money, he buy what he want. And they always overdo it. Whatever he have, he overdo it. And from about 70 to 80, most white men die. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're married now, hide the cigarettes from him. They bad. It's really bad on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a drug that is bad on your heart. Now, King, I about told you the story, so any question you want to ask, I'll be glad to answer them if I can.
Well, thank you. So how old were you, or what was the year that you went over to Jerusalem?
1942.
Okay.
When I was over in Jerusalem,
That's okay.
Not to Jerusalem. Well, to Jerusalem in 42?
You said 42.
Okay. 42, because I was there 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
went over on a boat that didn't fly over.
Yeah.
On the USS Gordon. That was the Navy ship. USS Gordon. I remember it. Well, on the boat. And it took 7 days. Out on the ocean.
Mm.
7 days. But I made it at Le Havre, France. And then left France and went up into a staging area where I was signed.
Okay. And then that's when you went to Jerusalem from there.
Right.
Okay. So when were you in the military for? What was your...
Or
how old were you? Either way.
Well, I was only 20, 25 or 26.
Okay.
You know, 26. I never forget the man here in Talbot called me. His name was Foxhall. And the courthouse was where Providence Bank is now.
Mm-hmm.
And this way we got on a bus and traveled to Fort Bragg, where I went into, they put me in the army and stuff like that, and I was in the military again.
So how long were you in the military then? So you were 25 until about...
Right, I was in there over 2 years, about 2 years and a half.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
Were you over in Germany that whole time?
No, I had my training. They sent me all the way to Fort Devon. Fort Devon, Mass.
Mm.
And it was 35 miles on the other side of Boston.
Mm.
I thought I would never get home. And do you not know that when they gave, you had to get out every morning and meet Reverend. He'd call your name and you say, here. Yeah, I see that it was a memo of your outfit missing. And they count you. But in the weekend they let y'all, and I went to Boston. And what I was saying, one of the teachers from Princeville School had a small eating place and you wouldn't believe it, in Boston. And I never forget the name of the street. The name of the street was Tremont and Columbus Avenue. I reckon they're still there. Tremont and Columbus Avenue. That's the name of the street where the Afro-American ghetto. They'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. Anybody from anywhere else, any other boy, there. Yes, sir. Yeah, they remember going away else there to go. But all the government issues and things also would tell you, ask them where Schooley Square. You ever heard of Schooley Square?
No.
Schooley Square, all the government places. You know,
mm-hmm.
all the government places, one over there, one over there, one over there, just like. And here in Tarboro, it's the administrative building, around the corner from Craigley. All your government, in one of the four floors,
mm-hmm.
you find all the thing there. You had to get Schooley Square up there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember all that stuff.
And so, did you meet your wife in high school?
I sure did. My high school sweetheart.
Okay.
Sure did.
And when did you guys get married?
We got married April 1940. I graduated from high school in 1938.
Mm-hmm.
But met her, and we got married in 1940. And I was living in Princeton, so she had to go there and live with my parents until I built a room onto my mother's house where I was raised up at, before I bought a home. So the state came along, the DOT, that's where we make the wood shorts in our Department of Transportation.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Department of Transportation superintendent in charge of Edgecombe and Halifax County.
Mm.
His office was in Wilson, North Carolina. But he was elevated and went over to Nashville.
Mm.
Nashville. And in Nashville, that's where you had to get in touch with him, and they would send down somebody from the Department of Transportation to sit all day on the route to the school bus route. And now, right now, I'm busy asking the superintendent of the Sunday school to get a letter to the government board here, the board of commissioners, to support a traffic light going from 33 and Main Street in Princeville, the bus route up to the school. And so I haven't gotten that yet because I haven't talked with her. I run into a superintendent there, and her name is Bridget. Bridget is, yeah. and Ronald Keating is the name. He's the man from Rich Square up in that area. But I don't know him all. Ronald Keating would be in charge of sending somebody down. And they've been down one time, they said it wasn't enough traffic to okay that route to the school because the government paid part, half of the street lights put up. But you got one, two, three, four, five. You got five blocks to pass the bus from Highway 33 and Washington Street to the school. Why can't they support it? You know, I think that the man that got in charge don't want to come down there where the school bus stopping out on 33 and sit there all day from 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening. That's what I think.
Right.
That's what I think. It don't have to be so. But I just feel like he does, you can't get volunteers.
Yeah.
You can't get them. Everybody won't pay. I don't want to do it. It's right much in being into politics. I was mayor two terms from 1974 to 1981. Two-term mayor. And Princeville did not have any running water or sewer. They had an outhouse. You know what an outhouse is?
I know.
A little wooden house built out from a house in the backyard somewhere. And I went to several state government agencies. The Rural Center, the Department of Commerce, Department of Energy, and the local government commission, and asked for money. Each one of them got a state budget now. They still in operation too. Department of Commerce, yeah, Department of the Rural Center, right. Then different part, most of them around Raleigh, and asked for money. You know what I got? This, now I'm give myself credit. I know how much money that all of them, different one giving so much, and that one giving so much, and that one giving so much, to the town of Princeville government. $5 million was sent to People's Bank in right here in Talbot. In the Army Corps, United States, now, Army Corps of Engineers in Wilmington, Karen down there, this lady down there, white girl down there named Karen. And It's a United States Army, but Bond Hill Contracting Company.
Mm.
They out now on Center 97,
mm-hmm.
still building roads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They built a 3-mile dike. And the dike been holding until the 99 flood. That's the biggest one they had in my day.
Wait, sorry, so the $5 million was for the dike? Or for, you said there was no running water and sewer?
No, it was for water and sewer.
Okay.
That's what I put in, running water.
Okay.
Contract with the county, running water and sewer.
Okay, that was the $5 million.
Right.
That's okay.
Put in running water one time, and sewer.
Yeah.
That water in 76 and sewer in 77.
Okay. All right, and then...
What I did with it, the rest of the money was put in, let me get it, see am I getting it straight now. I put in paved street, mm-hmm. curb and gutter.
Yep.
What was left. Then I'll go back. Oh, I know. Got that out of community development block grant fund.
Okay.
For that. Paved street. I'm talking about paved street, a curb, a water and sewer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Paved street, out there now. And it's, the state allowed principal streets to be 42 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
The county government could claim whoever was living in principal. Some of the citizens was upset because they thought the town was taking down land.
Yeah.
But the pavement is only, let me see. No, that's at 42. The pavement on the street there, all over Prince, only 42 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the 60 feet that they allowed was 9 feet on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Add 18 feet mm-hmm. to the 42, you get your 60 foot right away.
Okay.
Yeah, so many people were mad and cussing me out. But I promised them that, you know, the streets, they would be paved, and they signed a petition to the county. I mean, to the government. And they put 42 feet of asphalt pavement in the street, all except one street now that I'm working on with the government is Fourth Street.
Yeah.
And they paved the street from Neville Street, that's where the big church is
mm-hmm.
now, and the second set of stoplight. If you come to the stoplight, cross the old bridge and turn left, when you get right there at this stoplight, the set of stoplights mm-hmm. right there, that's when they paved all those streets down, what they called it the Greenwood Height.
Okay.
The Greenwood Height under Waller Plymouth, who was the mayor.
Okay.
Greenwood High. Now they got on each side of all of those streets now, the shrubbery are hedges, trimmed up nice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go there now and tell them, that 9 feet of your front yard it belongs to the county. I reckon they'll beat you up out there already. That's true. So the city don't bother with it. They think they own it. They don't. Some of the streets now are blind when you get to them, you know, when you cross them. And that needs to be kind of what they need to do is rule against the shrubbery, the dogwood tree, anything sitting right on in the, within the 9 feet on the corner. That would eliminate it.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have any problem. That's what I would recommend. That would help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would help. You could be able to see very well all four ways like that, you know, and wouldn't be destroying the house, anything. I wouldn't be destroying any of that property.
Right.
So they think so, though, but they wouldn't fuss about that too much because some of the shrubberies are dogwood trees sitting right there on in that 9 feet. And they're sitting out there in the evening now when the sun pours the wild shade there, drinking beer and
mm-hmm.
having fun
mm-hmm.
at each other and all like that.
Go ahead. So you said when you were born in 1919
that
there was a flood that year.
September 27th.
Okay.
September 27th, 1919.
And so on that day it was flooding, or when was the flood that year? Before you were born? Or
that,
after
that
you
were born? One that year.
Okay.
My mama said that year they had to move out.
Okay.
They had to move out then.
Okay.
So I said that the flood I think called up made up birth the baby.
Going to labor.
All this excitement and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I understand that. Yeah, 1919, that's the only flood that I know of.
Are there any that you remember as a kid or like a teenager? Any flooding events?
Back from that?
Hmm.
Let me see if my mother tell me anything back from that. Because no, all day they was living out in the country then, like I said, where the EMC is now,
mm-hmm.
The Freddie Master was Cromwell then, and. Let's see if they are not older than 99. Because where I was born. Well, I was born across the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
There was a street over there called Black Street. And then you turn, the street was Bell Street.
Okay.
Now the Bells, I remember them, but I don't know where they are or anything like that. But he still Bill live in Prince up near the school.
Mm. And so what were the houses like when you were born and when you were really little? Were they mm-hmm. raised up? Were they on?
You're talking about elevation?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I've seen some photos of homes being elevated.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the red, most of them red. Red in color?
I think it was a black and white photo, so it was hard for me to tell.
Black and white. That was the slave home. Most of them now you see sitting back growing up.
Yeah.
Out growing up in the woody, that there was a slave home. A little red house with wooden stove. They had wood fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
Fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
All little red house. You see two or three of them going to Rocky Mount on 64.
Okay.
And you look to your right, you once in a while, way out there where that Kelts the building now, you can see maybe one or two called way back there. They sitting way back.
Mm.
All the farmland and the slave master's children didn't build on the highway. It's a road back, go one block off of Main Street. It's a street back there called, what is it? Is it, Brittany and Bellhaven or something, you see them nice homes sitting back in there. They hid the houses. They did.
Yeah.
They hid the children out. And Piggy Wiggy was a racetrack for the mill, my family, roots.
Oh.
All that was racetrack up there. Horses running, not on back now, with buggy.
Sitting
in the buggy, two-wheel buggy.
So what was Princeville like when you were growing up?
Well, when I was growing up, everything was seemed to be normal. The way always what we had to go, you know, all the time. You wasn't restricted for going to school, but you had to walk.
Mm.
You had to walk. You had to walk when. When my roots were riding buses,
mm-hmm.
waving at them. Well, I walked. I went to school one time. My school teacher was Patilla's son. His son was my school teacher. So, but I had been to school over here, I mean in Princeville, from the first grade to the fifth and sixth. Then I had to go across East Tarver to W.A. Patillo School. And that life was all right. All right, then there was a nice little store sitting right there. Right at the school, we could go in and buy honey bun. Back in those days, and it was not like they are now. There was a big old round road. I call them a coffee road. We call them coffee road. And you could buy that at lunchtime. We had a break at lunchtime, but that's all. And the other thing we had to eat was crackers. NBC cracker, salted cracker.
Mm-hmm.
They taste like cake. We could go to that little store there and buy a box of cracker. They would grab one like it was cake, the honey boy. And eat it, right. Right, MC was in a drink in those days. But anyway, it was below freezing, and I walked to school from where my places of business are located now, across the railroad where I was living, walked to school. And the teacher, it was a two-story school with stairs up, then step outside, side of the building, up to the sixth grade. Then I had to go. When I go to Alpro that morning, teacher got me around a little pot-belly stove, got me warm and thawed up and told me, don't you come to school no more. It's cold out there like that. They did tell me that. I didn't have to, it seemed like I didn't have to go no more. I didn't go no more. I never got frozen. I was frozen that morning. Sure was. Well, I wanted to go. I thought I had to go, so I went. Mama sent me. She got me ready to go to school. Got the only two boys, no girls in my family. Two boys, so they got both of us educated. I've been to two colleges. I might have said three. Graduated from none. Graduated from none. But I saw that my children and grandchildren got educated.
Mm.
Yeah, I went to Hamlin Institute at night
for
2 years.
Was that before the Army?
And that was
or after the Army?
That was yeah. That went Hamlin Institute, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Before the Army.
After the Army. On GI Bill of Rights.
Oh, right. Okay.
GI Bill of Rights.
And then... And then is that when you, so after the Army, then that's when you had the store? The shop? The store?
The store.
The store?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And was that the main thing that you did for?
Even before I went in the Army.
Okay.
I went in the Army. My daughter. It was a bill. She graduated from Bennett College in music, and so right now she's playing for three churches. Any seat you put up there, she go out. I said, call her my name, Margarella Moore. She got married. Her name Margarella Moore, and she graduated from Bennett. And she's playing for three churches right now. In this area.
Okay.
After Dawny, the one around there with all the stoplights in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
She played for her home church, Macedonia. And she played for Union Baptist. That was where all the teachers educated in East Tampa, Union Baptist. On what street is that? That St. John? Wilson Street, I think.
Mm.
Wilson Street. She prayed for that church, that first Sunday. But she said, well, Daddy, said, I accept this church because now I have a PhD in music. Anything you put before me, I can play it. She said, and they called me to play for reunion, wedding, funeral. She said, they're using the wrong song. She said, it bothered me. And she said, she'll go in and play for nothing after they couldn't pay her. She charged. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she wants just a certain song to go for. If you're playing a hymn for communion, then you got to. A correct song. She know everything, the right song to play for whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's a communion, reunion, wedding, funeral, or what. Just a social club. She knows. She knows. About music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she knows. She got a grand ham sitting in her home. I said, well, yeah, you can't pray for everybody. She said, but Daddy, but I know the people now since I'm here. And I go to the funeral. So I'm on me at my church. And said, get the plan or sing him singing the wrong song and all. She said, I had to get up and go out. But that's why she's busy.
Yeah.
She's busy. You want her to play, give her the music. She don't care what it is. She can play it. She know it. She got her mouth in music.
That's her
piano. Piano, that's the instrument she plays.
Mm-hmm.
Piano.
And so you started talking before about the levees.
Well, what?
The levees. The levee.
Oh, okay.
The
dike. Okay, today.
Yeah, so maybe I'm jumping around a bit. I'm sorry.
The levee is the same. That's all right. Mm. That's your name. The levee is the same, right? The levee is right. Yeah. You're right. I'll speak a little bit.
Okay, so maybe can we talk a little bit about the floods and the levee system and what it was like.
Right. Now, the flood.
You said 99 was the biggest one.
Well, 99 was the biggest one we had.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, it breached the dike.
Mm-hmm.
But up in Mutual Park, that belonged to the principal government, Mutual Park, out on Mutual Boulevard. the people will go down there that was the low end, low part of the dike, going down that 3 miles, and they were crossing it, fishing, and using those four-wheel doom, is it a doom buggy?
Mm.
They could go there and run right up there and run up and down the dike, and it made it thin. The dike is about 50 feet wide to the bottom.
Mm.
And about 32 to 33 feet high. Up high now.
Yep.
50 feet to the bottom, up high, and crawl about 6 feet. And those little four-wheelers would go up there and run it down. No police department because of the flood. And no system. You know what I mean? Everybody doing what they want to do. So, but now they got an elevation. The government and the community block grant fund through Erie Evans, you got to get so agree for the levees, what they call not the levee, for the height. It's got to be 6 feet before you can qualify for any funds when they come out here. And up to 12. Now, who want a house 12 feet wide? Now, since the money Trump sent down $40 million, talk with the mayor, you build a levee. What they call it is a levee like in Louisiana. They're going to build a levee up now.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be no more flooding in Trump.
Yeah.
So that will eliminate height. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Right. The houses they got down there now maybe could qualify for a community development block grant fund. If they, let it sit where it is now.
Mm.
Let's go ahead and issue some money out. I would suggest, do you know how many houses they have qualified? And now you could ask. I could ask the town manager in there, Glenn, tonight about how many. I think they said, seemed like I heard 75.
Mm, now, for the elevation.
For the elevation and stuff like that, right. So if you're going to build a dike, you don't need no elevation. Go ahead and fix them where they are now.
Yeah.
At least stop at 6 feet. I think they will go along at that.
Yeah.
But it would eliminate the... The town government saying it got to be 12 feet. It ain't so.
Right.
And where they're going, they would. If you raise the dike to keep raise the dike, the United States Corps of Engineers, the United States Army head of that, you know, Karen, her name, I think Pamela Karen. Karen, her last name.
Mm.
You probably know her. You don't know her. She's white. She's a white girl. United States Army out of Wilmington, North Carolina.
Mm.
Out of Wilmington. And they need one street paved. Fourth Street. Fourth Street is one that didn't get paved out in the Greenwood Heights section due to the fact that it was too many. No people living on it. But if they paved the street, it would, people would move on.
Right.
But when the engineers have to sign a form, when they go to their local government commission to pave a street, it's written in the budget. The town manager has to write a budget and present it by the 1st of July of this year.
Mm.
And she writes in the budget the power bill fund. That is money that come that's restricted only to streets. Power bill money.
Mm-hmm.
I named after one of the senators up there. So I'm telling her now, look at Kelly. Rittenham, who's representing the county, look at the senator up there now. What is his name? What is the senator's name when wrong in that? Know it very well. Three words. I brought my paper. I might can look here in a minute and Fitz is a man. He's sitting up in the legislature. You're the committee. Go on up there and say, get your town man and get your committee.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to these places. They got money.
Mm-hmm.
They got money. They're not going to spend their budget. Each one of them got a budget. And that is the town manager's responsibility to present a budget to the Board of Commissioners by July the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure she'd be working on it now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be labor. How much is a contract with this one, like the sheriff's department now, because they don't have a police department in there.
Yeah.
So they paying the sheriff department with, I think, from 7 to 3, something like that, 24-7.
Mm-hmm.
And 24-7 means the 4 days in the week.
Yeah.
And get him to endorse.
Mm-hmm.
Endorse is a traffic light. So, because that school bus now has got to sit in that three lane traffic coming both ways. It can sit there, make the school late.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
And then when they come back out, they come back up to Main Street and Washington Street, that's the route to the school. And to get out, because people going to school there, is from South Main Street down near EMC or 33, or down near Cornelius, where Cornelius School used to be, Chinkapin Road, and back other places, you know, over here and back over in the western part of the city now, over there, back of McDonald's and
yeah.
Places like that.
Yeah.
That's where the bus of the route is over that section. And it's very well marked out there, crossing the bridge, old bridge, Al, school,
mm-hmm.
and all that there. I know you've maybe ridden through that and seen it. But it can do like the mayor said, not principal mayor, make principal great again,
mm-hmm.
keep up his historic significance.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say forget the scar significant, qualify, and then you can go. But when you talk to Matanya Richardson, the other lady down here, the Calhoun, when you talk to them, they simply tell you, we don't have no money.
Right.
How can they tell you the story that all this happened and they ain't got no money?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to help them to go the way to where the money is.
Right.
Yeah, that'll help. It'll help me. Help me.
Right.
Joe, help me. That's why everybody calls on me. I don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm 100 years old, but that's all right. That's all right. I don't use no crutches or nothing. I walk, walking don't bother me. My mind is still there. I'm serving on the deacon board, been there 20 years. Showed them how to save money when I took over, when they elevated me, deacon emeritus. That I'm not obligated to do anything in church, but I consolidated the church treasure from all the different auxiliaries, put them into one fund, showed them how to invest, mm-hmm. who to invest with. Now, and then they gave me a plaque for being on trustee board 35 years. Invest with Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
They the one got the money.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they got Jesse James and Frank James out of it. Mm-hmm. But they the money folks.
Yeah.
Then Tarver paid less than 0.5% on interest if you got any money there.
Yeah.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing.
No.
It ain't nothing. But your interest have to be added as your income.
Mm-hmm.
But Wells Fargo pay from 3% to 11%.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got $3,000 or $4,000 in the bank, you know, they what they pay.
Yeah.
And they tell you. And then but now how your interest with that money coming from Wells Fargo, you have to, if you get 70 years old, you have to draw out a certain amount.
Sure.
And to qualify. And that would be added. That is income.
Income, right.
Income.
Yeah.
That's how the feds get that money.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the feds, the government, will loan any city Fed money. Have you read that in the
Mm-mm.
paper? Look at yesterday's paper.
Okay.
Fine. You can, in this county, they name the county, Edgecombe, Nash, Pitt, Franklin, I don't know what, you know, can you tell me anything about Franklin County?
I can't.
But you can borrow money from the Fed. Here and I said, Fed will loan you money. So you go to them, the sound in those counties,
mm-hmm.
it's about 10 of them, can go and borrow the money to do the things that they can't do, get the money out of the budget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they can go get the money from the federal government now.
Mm-hmm.
So put that as a item list, just like the power bill fund.
Yep.
This is maybe about 50, 55 to 60, 58 to 60 thousand dollars. Your taxes may come in at what was the taxes now out of some money, I forget the number of taxes, less than $1 million. Then you got other things tax come from, EMC,
right.
So much. All these people where you got to pay money to out of principal don't have it or don't qualify those where the governor sent down here to tell them the story, how to get the money, and then when they tell them, they promise, they don't do it. And you go ask Mr. Richardson, why? They said, Mr. Richardson said, we ain't got no money.
Right.
That's right. That's what they telling the truth.
Yeah.
They can't do what they said, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so if they take, $75 houses. Give them now. Most of the flow is all they really need. Where they're located. Give them $10,000 to each family. There now. 75 times $10,000. $10,000 times to 75 people. What do you got? $700,000? You less than $1 million.
Yeah.
It would amount to about $500,000.
Yeah.
Now what you gonna do with this $40 million? You gonna build a levee, but it ain't gonna take that much.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a chance to give them $10,000, supervise it.
Right.
Now, the Methodist people here, but they dissatisfied with Jason in the Methodist group. I think Jason had built two houses. And Jason is not supervising things now. If you don't want to use his name, use the Methodist people. Man, here the Methodist people don't have the money to do what they're promising the people. Something like that. That, you know, I don't want to say nothing that might jeopardize his job or something like that. Because he's doing what he got money for.
Mm-hmm.
Fixing down around the building where the workers can... Can't sleep nights.
Right.
Right out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and so, did your house get flooded? Well, are you okay on time?
Am I what?
Do you need to go? How much time?
Yeah, I need to go because my wife is blind. She lost her sight. And I have to feed her. And I can't fry her egg.
Okay.
Know nothing about cooking. Yeah, but my daughter... lives next door now. She's home. Lives next door. And I have to feed and give her medicine at noon.
Okay.
So I told her I'd be back there about 11:30, 11:25 now.
Okay.
So have you got what you want?
I just wanted to ask was your home flooded from Floyd? And what was it like at the... It wasn't.
Oh yeah, it did flood.
Yeah.
Yeah, 99.
So what was that like?
That went up to 32 inches in my house.
Oh wow.
And it destroyed the sheetrock, you know. Maybe ran away all around my whole house. The Mennonite came in.
Yeah.
They came in. And took half of the wall out all over and stayed there till they put it back. Laid the sheetrock down.
Mm-hmm.
So that made the sheetrock is 4x8.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. Didn't tell me nothing. And bought the trailer. They did furnish me a trailer to live in.
Yeah.
I paid no rent on that. And then the Mennonite bought the trailer because they liked it so well. It wasn't torn down. It was clean. It was nice. It was just like new.
And how long were you out of your house?
I was out of my house from I believe, September, 3 months, from September to New Year's Day.
Okay.
And I moved back on New Year's Day.
Okay.
I remember that very well, leaving the trailer. And the Mennonite bought the trailer. I've seen the world. Seen the world in my life.
You sure have?
Huh?
I said, you sure have.
I sure have. I've seen the world. Holding hands. All what Jesus went through. I know the Roman occupied Jerusalem for 400 years. Pharaoh and his army. Moses. Deborah. Deborah was the only woman that Jesus Christ made the blind see the lame walk. They saying that's a story. They tell no that. Her name was Deborah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You probably know. I know you've been to church and everything. You were the devil. Yeah.
And so why, I know you want to go. So last question. Why is Princeville so important to you?
Because it helped me, the people helped me. My mama helped me get an education, and I want to help me get on my feet from a poor boy So now I I said, buy most anything I want. Not rich, but Momo can buy anything I want. I learned how to save money and all of that. Use money the best way, like I did my church. When I left the trustee board in my church, and I called everybody in, the junior choir, the senior choir, the usher board, the senior usher board, and the church had about all the different objects of centralizing everything in the church name, call all that money into one fund and invest it with Wells Fargo. And out of those 35 years that I was on trustee board, and it made me deacon emeritus, what was in treasure with Jennifer downtown and Walmart, you know Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very fine lady. I tease her sometimes when I go to my wife was in football. Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And they would beat, she was born in Scotland Neck.
Mm-hmm.
My wife would go down to Broadway High School in Scotland Neck and beat them all the time. And everything. But I lack the historic significance. I think they ought to keep that. Mm-hmm. Oldest town chartered by a black in America.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump saw. Oldest town chartered by blacks in America, not in Edgecombe County, in America. And I like that. That's some historic significance that they ought to keep. And no other town have done this. But some of them was free. Every Afro-American was not a slave. Some of them was free. Have you ever seen the pictures of the first store and all the little boy shine shoes out there in Primer? You have?
I have.
Two story. Orange Jane. They were from Ahoskie. First store. They had, that was the one of the first. You ought to see the church, the picture of St. Luke Church now. There we all the stoplight, the second set of stoplight. You ought to see the first church.
Where are those pictures?
I got them. I ain't got them with my own.
Oh.
Thank God. I put them in my book. And I'll let you see them sometime. You ought to see. You won't believe it. See the first church and the first fire department. Is on a light pole, nothing but a bell
mm-hmm.
and a rope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it rang a bell when they had a fire. Then here come people running to the well. They had to get water out of the well and get a bucket brigade, a bucket that holds
mm-hmm.
about 10, 12 o'clock. They get in line out of the well into a bucket on down to the fire. Everything got burned down. That didn't stop. But people remember that, and like I said before, a man's home is a Catholic. He just loved where he was born and raised. Wherever he goes, he comes back home to die. Let me tell you like it is. That's all. If you don't believe it, read, study the animal, elephant, it's the same thing. He don't die wherever he is. He go back to his dying ground. All of them die the same place. I don't know about seafood, alligators, and all that stuff. I don't know about them.
Well, is it okay if I call you sometime to...
Yeah, call me. All right. You got my...
I don't have your number. What is your phone number?
I need to give you my card.
Okay. Yes, please.
Let me see, do I have one? I'm going to have some made now. I may have one. Let me see, do I have a card?
You take all your cards everywhere?
I look at cards. Most of those are cards from somebody like you. They send them to me. But I may have an old card. Go get 5 cents off a gallon of gas when I need to. Here's the manager's card. Let me give it to you.
Okay.
Look, I'll show you one. I don't have them going to have made now.
Mm-hmm.
You can take the information off of that. Sale card, my sales card is chained. My home.
See, is
my
that
home,
the...
My home is... That's my cell right there.
Okay.
377.
Yep.
That's my cell phone.
Is there one that you would prefer me to call?
Whatever.
Either one? Okay.
Yeah, I'll come by. My office is right behind the ABC store. And I'm not there every day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going there. I meet the ladies that pay me rent 2 o'clock today. I'll be there today.
Yeah.
I'm not there all the time. My home phone, still the home. I've been had that 50 years or more. But I'm going to have some more calls made. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Is it okay with you if we use some of the recording for an exhibit in the museum?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, I would ask...
Everybody know because they watch the internet. I be on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me all the time, saw you on Facebook, Ms. Bridget.
Okay, and just wanted to make sure that was okay with
where
you.
Where's your home? Where's your home?
Where do I live now or where am I from?
No,
where am I from?
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, yeah, New Jersey.
Yeah, I had some people living in New Jersey, across from through a park from 150th Street and, what's the name of that street now? In New York. I'm living up in the northern part from the Apollo up to 150th Street and then through a little park up a hill.
Yeah.
Up a hill.
Mm.
What was the name of the street up a hill? Was Center Street? I believe Center Street up there. Up on the hill. I like up on the hill.
Yeah.
Up on the hill, you know. Yeah, they had motel up there and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of that. I was real young then in my 20s and stuff. I was in New York. In New Jersey, had some people that were born right here.